All right, guys, welcome back to the Optimized Man podcast. Before I introduce today's guest, I just wanted to let you know to go and check out my Instagram profile, at Optimized Man. I am running my 30-day program. This is an introduction to get you into the Optimized Man program. If you're a man out there, you want to build confidence with your body, but more importantly, with your mind, let's get you started on the 30-day program. You're going to burn at least 5 kilos in 30 days, and it's going to lead to you becoming more confident, have a more resilient mind, and help you deal with some of those insecurities you may be feeling around body image, the way you feel, the way you're moving, the way you look. We want to build you up. We want you to become the best man that you can be. Go check me out at Optimized Man on Instagram. All right, today's guest is Chris Harms. So, Chris Harms, he's a breathing specialist. He's a health and fitness coach. He loves to dance and he has a really interesting Instagram page. Check him out at Wiggly Fitness. Now, Chris dives into a little bit of his own experience with body image, okay? How he's overcome some of that stuff. The tools and techniques he used, and he also gives a little bit of advice of what young men can do to help with body image. He has a really good point with learning how to, well, I should say, focus on being good at moving. Focus on that rather than focusing on things like your obsession with your legs or your chest or if you're skinny or you're too fat. Focus on moving, being good at moving. Focus on quality of food. Focus on those habits every day. The byproduct is you becoming a better, stronger, leaner, more muscular, whatever your goal is, okay? Focus on movement. Very important. I hope you enjoy this episode with Chris Harms. Here we go, guys. Enjoy. So what would you say has been like one of the biggest like transformations in yourself? Like, how's your, like, is your confidence, like, from where you were, say, you know, 10 years ago when you were 21 to now, like, how has it transformed your life in, like, obviously you've probably got more confidence with yourself and that, like, have you noticed it really, really cross over into other parts of your life, like from physically growing your body and, you know, learning how to move and getting out of injury and pain? Like, would you say it was quite a big transformation in other parts of your life?
Yeah, so I would say actually the body image, you know, my body image, the confidence that I gained from improvements in my body image, and the improvements came from obviously just having a better body, that came a lot from, yeah, how I move, not how I look. I look, that only, you know, takes you takes you so far, and then it got to like, oh, it's not just that I look, or pretty good. I move well, things like that. So those things definitely improve my confidence.
Yeah.
I would actually say like things that improved my confidence over the last 10 years would probably be like, I'd probably put like my body image third, kind of my perception of my own, the quality of my movement second, and probably number one is like my talking ability and kind of the, I know it's a bit of a tangent to the topic, but it's the my ability to like speak and social situations that I've navigated, that has probably been the number one area of growth, where, you know, living 3 years alone in Japan, you know, you're forced to make friends, you must make friends. So
yeah,
I think those, they all kind of roll into the same thing where my physical body image, you know, kind of gave me more confidence level one, and then I was starting to move better level two, and then that kind of gave me the confidence to go out and speak. So I think it's this kind of like, you know, snowball down the mountain effect where, you know, it kind of, you know, grows. It starts off with just how you look and then how you move and then how you talk. And I think that's, for me, that's kind of been my confidence progression.
Yeah, like learning how to, you know, do a handstand or be able to lift something off the ground, you know, knowing you're doing, say, 100-kilo deadlift. It's like, that gives you confidence.
Can't fake that.
Yeah, it gives you confidence that you can lift stuff off the ground or move things around, and then your posture's better,
you hold yourself way better when you're walking and you're talking. Therefore, you know, you increase your confidence in a lot of areas of life rather than, you know, and the benefit is you get physically, you know, your aesthetics improve. It's like, you know, I do jiu-jitsu. I mean, I lift weights a lot, but I do jiu-jitsu. But if you only did jiu-jitsu or boxing, you love the sport or the martial art, you're not even really thinking about how you look too much, but the result of that is you physically get, you know, aesthetically, you look stronger, you look leaner. But the most important about thing martial arts is you learn discipline and you learn confidence being able to defend yourself. And the same goes with, you know, learning how to lift, how to move, how to run, how to jump. Like, it gives you a confidence. Like, it's kind of almost getting back to who you would have been or your ancestors, right? You know, you needed to learn how to run, jump, and climb. So it makes you more human in a way. So that gives you lots of confidence.
Yeah, exactly. And I definitely think that the most important thing is that change in that mindset to it doesn't really matter how I look, it's more how I move. That's kind of, I wrote an essay about this actually about 5 months ago, where talking about how, you know, most people need to move for their lives, they need to move, but obviously appearances are very important because that's what most people judge most things on. And so it's difficult for a lot of people to change their mindset from how I look to how I move. But I really believe that if most people change their mindset to, I don't want to look better, I want to move better, they would actually look better than if they were focusing on looking better. If that makes sense.
That's a really good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Focus
yeah,
on and I think, because as you age, you know, you know, I've had grandparents who fall over, they do a hip, you know, they're in hospital, or, you know, you age and you know, you assume your back's going to get bad. But if you continue to move, particularly doing a lot of body weight stuff, the older you get and keeping flexible, limber. And I mean, obviously lifting weights is important to maintain your bone density and your muscle. But if you focus on those movements correctly, whatever it is you're doing, and try and really do good quality reps or be able to run with proper, you know, technique, yeah, you end up looking good because you're focusing on, you know, being a physical human being. I really like that point you made.
Yeah, it's one that I really believe that. I think it's like one of the things I'm trying to like get across. This is, I mean, one of the things I try to start with, one of the reasons why I started my fitness brand is like a perception to, you know, body image. It should be about not how you look, it should be about how you move. But how you move is a more, you know, I can look at you and I immediately see your appearance. That's it. It takes me a second with my eyes. But if I want to understand how you move, well, I've got to spend several hours with you and watch you do lots of different movements. And maybe you don't do it right the first time and all of this. So I understand why there's always going to kind of be appearance is always going to be easier to perceive, and therefore people are always going to care more about it. But just a slight mindset shift would be nice, wouldn't it? You know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's that whole concept too, sometimes, of making it a lifestyle rather than thinking about like a 12-week challenge or a 1-month challenge. Like, think about making fitness, movement, health and fitness part of who you are. It's part of your identity because you want to be doing it for the rest of your life. You should be able to move into your 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, you want to be playing with your grandchildren and not be in pain or have super sore joints. So trying to integrate it into your lifestyle rather than thinking like, I have this 12-week challenge, I have to get as lean as I can so I have this summer holiday coming up. Like, yeah, that's a good small short-term goal, but think about after that and the years to come and the children that are on their way. So, you know, it's a bit of a shift, right? In how you look at fitness, movement, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think of two things came to mind there. I think of, I'm not sure which rule it is from Jordan Peterson's first, you know, 12 rules for life book, but it's like, you know, treat yourself as if you're taking care of yourself, you know? So if I've got a child, or if I'm in charge of an adult and I'm taking care of them, how would I treat them? That's how you're supposed to treat yourself. So that's one. And then the other one is that, you know, most people, they perceive a lot of things as finite games where I, you know, I try and have to climb up the mountain. Once I get to the mountaintop, the game's finished. But we know that life isn't like that. Most games are infinite games where, you know, you get to the mountaintop and then, oh, there's another mountaintop. We've just got to keep going. The game is the game with, say, fitness and body image is not, you know, get a nice body and then you could stop it, get a nice body and then maintain and even try and improve it over time. And so, again, it's a lot of mindset shift with it. And I think, you know, with to do with younger people, as that's another passion of mine, which is, you know, teaching the youth of tomorrow. I think if they lack vision, if they lack purpose in their younger days, you know, they don't have a jiu-jitsu class, they don't go to weights, they don't do these kinds of things when they're younger, they're going to lack direction, they're going to lack purpose, and they might fall into the negative spiral of body image. So I think it's about, as you say, when that when younger people, give them a purpose, give them a direction, and allow them to improve in metrics that aren't to do with body image, but to do with movement quality, or, you know, even non body image related stuff, like, you know, learning a language and all of this. So
That's a great point. Skill development.
yeah, and that's the I think the ultimate antidote to negative body image issues is you need to, yeah, make sure that you are leveling up in ways that don't impact your body, because though people can't see it in your head, that is the ultimate combat, I think, to like that negative self-chatter that we were talking about earlier. You know, if I'm if my body is like, if I look in the mirror, as I said earlier, again, it's I look in the mirror and I think, oh, looking a bit small, I can say, well, you know, I don't know, I had double shoulder surgery last year and I went to a boxing class yesterday. That takes balls, so shut up, body, or shut up, brain.
That's amazing. Can I ask you, I just want to finish up with one last question. I've got another call. If you could speak to your older self, say like that 10 years ago, or even older than that, like what kind of tips and advice would you give him in terms of, you know, the journey, the insecurities he might be feeling?
I mean, it'd be difficult to understand even like what my 10-year-old or my 10-year ago self would be able to take on board, but probably at its lowest point, I would say start learning Japanese now. Just start, just do a kanji a day. It'll save you so much time. And yeah, like, you know, the fitness stuff, go get it, start getting into that now. You know, yeah, start creating that body of work that is going to over what's the word, like, trump the negative self-talk. You know, negative self-talk is only going to hurt you if you're not like putting out as much work as you can. You know, I had some negative self-talk yesterday and I just look in the mirror and I go, did you smash it today? Did you do all your social media stuff? Did you make all the content? Yes, I did. Okay, well then shut up then. You know, and that's it. That's it. So,
It's really good advice. Like stacking your wins, being aware of your wins that you've accumulated, rather than just glancing yourself in the mirror and thinking negatively. Like you're on the path, you know, you're on the journey. Give yourself a pat
It's
on
the
the
exactly. It's the David Goggins cookie jar. I
back.
think a lot of people, you know, hopefully people have good parents and the parents will fill their cookie jar for them so that when they get older and maybe they don't have their parents to kind of direct their life anymore and they've got to kind of take the helm of their own life, they've got a pre-built cookie jar of wins that their parents kind of push them to get, if that makes sense.
Yeah, really good.